Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, I'm coming to you from Minneapolis and the Ag Catalyst event that is taking place here, sponsored by AdFarm. I have with me Roger Ryerson, and we're going to talk about this meaning of Ag Catalyst, and that's where we're going to go first. Roger, let's first of all, tell me what this word means. I think it's a cool word, but what does it mean to you?
Well, at Ag Catalyst, we have talked a lot about what our real role is as AdFarm. And it's beyond, you know, the clients we serve. It's engaging our clients and engaging interested people in being advocates for the advancement of agriculture. We all know agriculture has a big charge in front of them to meet the needs of a growing global population. But along with that has come some misunderstandings of agriculture, misunderstandings of the way agriculture goes about their business. And we feel that that story needs to be built from a grassroots level up to talk about how agriculture is going to meet those challenges. And the attendees that are here, the people that work at AdFarm, are certainly our client base, believe that we can play a role in being a catalyst in making people understand agriculture and its role in the global industries.
So how did this come about, the concept of having this kind of an event?
Well, you know, it started a few years ago. We did some local, what we called the No Series, and it was mostly with our clients where we talked about how to use technology to tell agriculture's story. And with all the new tools that are out there, it was a fast advancement of, here's another new tool, how can we use it? Here's another new tool, how can we use it? So we are doing educational seminars, if you will, with clients and those in the industry. They got to be so popular, we said, why don't we take this to a larger audience? Why don't we take, there's a very interested audience out there of how these new tools apply to being a catalyst. And so last year, we took the plunge, if you will, and through help through some good partners and good sponsors that we have, we ended up with a pretty good crowd last year. And as we did the survey after and talked to people, they said, you have to do it again. I have someone I want to bring with me. You have to do this again. This is a very unique setting for what you are putting together, the agricultural story and the new tools that are out there to tell that story. So we know those tools change every year. So every year we have new tools to talk about and new ways to use those tools. So we're very happy with the 150 plus that registered for this year's conference and already getting great feedback on what we should be addressing for next year, and we could make this even a bigger event next year.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I visited with one of your keynote speakers who's talking right now, Susan Beebe, yesterday, and she spoke last year, I guess, and she said one of the things she wants people to take away is just how enormous and fast moving the online conversation especially is about food and ag, and then she's going to be talking about some ideas for how to address that and the kinds of messaging we need to, as ag catalysts or advocates today. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of interest here, and look forward to another great one next year, I hope. On the program here, can you describe what some of the topics we're hitting on this year? Because the overall theme is it's all about the content.
Yeah, you know, a few of the speakers aren't even from the agricultural world, but we have found lessons out there where they're taking today's new technology and the advancing techniques of how you can use Facebook and how you can use Twitter and how you can use Instagram. The way you use those continues to change every year. And we have found people maybe in other industries that are doing a great job of utilizing them and brought them into here so agricultural-based people can say, you know what? We can use that in agriculture. Here's how we can use that in agriculture. So the speakers aren't always necessarily just agriculture. They're technology people. They're teaching agriculture how to use technology by example. So that has been, I think, the strong point of this is it's not just ag talking to ag.
During the conference here, you're doing some kind of like live polling, which I think is interesting. to gather some, at least from this audience, some answers to certain key questions. For that kind of information and the conference as a whole, what does this mean for AdFarm as an agency in terms of you know, what you get back out of the conference you're putting on?
You know, that's a good question. I guess as an agency, other than probably stronger passion, shows our stronger passion for agriculture, helps build our brand in the agricultural arena. But we've never really thought of an objective out of this at the end that says, here's how AdFarm is going to benefit, other than we're learning along with the other agricultural people in the audience. We have a number of ad farmers here. So we're learning along with our agricultural friends, and we think out of it a little bit. It helps build our brand naturally as we go forward. But we've not have thought like any concrete objectives out of this. The internal polling that's going on does a couple things. One, it tells us the mindset of the people that are here, where they are on content development as it pertains to agriculture. So naturally, that information will help us as we talk to clients. But more importantly, what it also is doing, it's telling us what kind of content we may want to include next year in our event.
This morning, you made some remarks, and in there, I think there were a couple of things that I found interesting I'd like to bring up here. And one of those is, you know, we had a presentation from HungerU, tied in with Farm Journal, I believe, which I'm familiar with. But you're, you know, AdFarm's doing some interesting things of its own. Maybe touch on just a couple of those projects that you're involved in.
Yeah, as part of our mission, if you will, AdFarm, it's hard for us to come to a conference like this and promote ag advocacy and being an ag catalyst if we're not involving ourselves in some of those programs. A few of them are directly tied with clients where we're sitting at volunteer tables with them and doing pro bono work. I mentioned the FFA refunding in California. We worked with the California FFA on. We're doing a couple programs in U.S. and Canada that are ag education related. But the interesting one that is ours is our whole African project. We thought to really understand global agriculture, we need to get out from underneath the North American shell and see what's going on. So we've been in different projects across different countries, but we settled in Ghana and actually have a 100-acre farm in Ghana along with our partner Praxis Strategy Group and have an office in Ghana with five people that work for us over there. We're developing a farm, and it's a little bit of a mission to teach farmers how to farm better, how to commercialize farming. And we also run a farm channel over there, which is a media outlet where we interview farmers that are doing good job of agriculture in Ghana, and we put them on the air so that other farmers can hear from other farmers techniques and farming practices they're using to be better farmers. And that's been a real fun part of it because we get out audience with as many farmers as we can across Ghana.
That's taken the idea that today we are all media to another level, I think, with what you're doing there. Also, I guess you kind of just announced this here, but out of the Ag Catalyst conference and theme, if you will, a new award program. I think that's very interesting. We might as well encourage people to take part in what nominating, I guess.
Yeah. After last year's conference, one of the things that we talked about in our post-review of the conference was, you know, there's a whole lot of people out there, whether it be in a small community or whether it be a youth-orientated thing, that are doing great things to be a catalyst for agriculture, having a passion to tell the story about agriculture. And, you know, we as an industry tend to honor the people that have been doing it for years, who have done some great thing, or that get by luck or by advancement become a CEO of a company that's doing great things. So we honor those people. This award is meant for those people that are out there in agriculture, that have a passion for agriculture, that are making a difference in agriculture, and are telling the agricultural story to their community or beyond. So we started the Ag Catalyst Award. And we're going to be giving out at next year's Ag Catalyst event. We will be giving out not one. You know, we'll find three or four good case studies of people that have been doing a great job and announce them at that and actually ask them to come speak. There will be some kind of reward for them for being an honoree. We're asking all the attendees of Ag Catalyst to actually be the people to nominate people for that award. And we'll be utilizing a few ad farmers and some of our clients to sift through those honorees and to make the judgments of who will be the top honorees in the Ag Catalyst Award. So very exciting. It's a small way Ad Farm can say, look, there is someone out there in Red Lake Falls, Minnesota, that's doing a great job for agriculture that's not going to win a big national award, but we need to show people there are people out there that are working very hard to move agriculture forward.
Speaking of next year, do you know where you're going to be?
I would guess we'll still be in Minneapolis next year. Our audience is North American wide. Minneapolis is a great central location. We probably have, a third of our attendees are Canadian and probably two-thirds U.S. So we want to make it a nice central place for all of North America. Ad Farm's a North America company with some international flavor now. But we want to make it available for our clients and for anyone in agriculture that would like to hear more about how to apply modern technology to the agriculture story.
Well, I think that's a great idea. It is very convenient to get to, as you said, so we'll look forward to when that official announcement comes out, I'm sure sometime after we conclude here later today. Before we close here, anything else you'd like people to know about Ad Farm today and, what you guys are doing, how it's going?
Oh, it's going well. Ad Farm a lot of people know we like to say we're an agricultural company first and a marketing communications company second. And with our offices across all of North America, we feel like we're able to be where agriculture is, kind of our thought on being an advocate for agriculture and driving deeper into agriculture is you really can't know California agriculture unless you're in California. So we have an office in Sacramento. So we're spotted across North America with our offices so we can be where farmers are, talking to farmers on a daily basis, and using that information to help our clients advance agriculture.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for inviting me to come into this year's event. It's been fascinating, and we've got some really interesting speakers coming up here shortly. So here from Minneapolis, we are at the Ag Catalyst 2014. Thank you very much again, Roger. And that's our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.